climate change can be seen around the world, including in how it's creating winners and losers in the Midwest. Brian Grimmett of the Kansas News Service reports that as average temperatures rise and droughts drag on longer, animals, plants, and Kansans have already started to adapt.
Biologists, game wardens, and other employees at the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism have spent the past couple of decades counting roadkill for science. It's all in an effort to create a population index of animals, raccoons, beavers, and, starting in 1986, armadillos.
The first year, the total number of armadillo reports, actually the first couple of years, it was 2 total.
That's Matt Peake, a state fur bearer biologist. While people first spotted armadillos in Kansas as early as the 1940s, they remained a rarity for decades. Peake shared a graph tracking the armadillos in Kansas. Until 2000, the line on the graph is near the bottom. Then, it suddenly spikes, before dropping back down near 2006. So what happened?
People just started writing back, too many to count, and stuff like that. They were getting so many that they just quit keeping track.
And climate change could be one reason for the invasion. Armadillos mostly dine on bugs they find in the dirt. They don't hibernate, and can only go about 2 weeks without eating food. That becomes a problem in places with extended freezes and snow-covered ground. Jerry Guerin is an extension specialist with Kansas State University in southeast Kansas. She says the armadillo's migration north has perplexed biologists.
We just don't know how they are surviving these cold winters when they have such limited food.
Part of it could be that the duration of consecutive days below freezing is shrinking. Or part of it could be that armadillos are just good at adapting to different environments. And they aren't the only things moving north due in part to climate change either. So is cotton. The next generation cotton gin in Pratt has been running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week this year. All because Kansas farmers are growing more cotton than ever before.
Still got a little drag in it, but it'll sell and it'll spin.
David Lingle is the general manager of the gin. He says it's unusual for the company to be this busy. That's because as recently as 2015, there were only 16,000 acres of cotton being grown in the state. But last year, Kansas farmers planted 10 times that.
We've got a project when we get done this year, we will double the capacity of this gin.
That kind of investment is a sign that cotton might not just be a passing fad. Jeremy Betson started growing cotton a few years ago and has added acres every year since, largely due to low grain prices.
To be honest, it's the only thing that shows a net positive right now.
But there are other factors that play into that decision. Kansas has always been on the northern edge of cotton's growth area.
Cotton has to have the heat to produce good quality and quantity.
And lately, conditions are getting more favorable due to climate change. Since 1970, the average number of days between the last spring freeze and the first fall freeze in south-central Kansas has increased by almost 8 days. Cotton is also less thirsty than corn or soybeans, making it drought-tolerant and well-suited for areas with water use restrictions. It also can produce similar yields with or without irrigation. So whether it's grain prices, the environment, or both, the pressure to adapt is growing.
I think there's enough people realizing that if they don't change their ways, they're probably headed for bankruptcy.
Looking forward, climate change models suggest periods of drought in the area will only get worse. And the average number of days above 100 degrees will increase by as many as 30 to 40 by the end of the century. While those predictions are usually followed by bad news, it could make winners out of both Kansas cotton farmers and armadillos. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett in Wichita.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration covering health, education, and politics across the state.